Hey there, Pants People. Steven here. Just want to say real quick before the episode, thank you for listening. Thank you for hanging out with us. Thank you for being here. We love you. Enjoy the episode.
Hype, Storyteller Oren.
Hell yeah.
We got a crazy ass race combat going on. Before we get back to it, I think Steven's got some news for us. Steven, what's going on?
Well, I wanted to thank Siobhan and Farron here at Mountain Mania.
Yes,
at
thank you so much.
Mountain Convention Center for inviting us, having us here to play our first ever live Fantasy Pants show. I'd like to thank David, because David, honestly, you are killing it. Like your wife Gabby
real,
said
though.
During our break, he only burped once. and that's great.
You're getting me all these buttons, you know. This is happening because you keep showering the praise.
None of this would have happened without our tech wizard, Jeremy.
So thank
you for putting all this together. We wouldn't be here without you, that's for sure. And of course, last but not least, we have to thank our friend Rochelle, who not only came all the way up here, drove all the way up here, like I said before, from Alabama, but also sent us some mail.
Wait, what?
What?
What do we got? What do we got?
Rochelle sent us some mail.
Do it!
Yes! So I didn't bring it down to the room because open container is a thing. I wanted to be gracious and not push the limits.
But even if this is a bar.
Right, even though we are in a bar technically. But it was not their alcohol in the bar. Rochelle sent herself, a bottle of whiskey.
Is that cheating? Just asking.
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, it's still mail. I mean, I think it counts for the mail drop. I think we get a mail drop out of this.
There we go.
I will backflip for a mail drop. I want it.
Yeah, so
I hunger for it.
After we're done with the game, which I'm having a blast, I don't want to end, but once it does end, we've got a premium whiskey, bourbon whiskey, from your home state of Alabama.
Yuck. Well, adjacent. It's
home
from
state adjacent.
Atlanta, Georgia.
That's right. Yes. So
it's fantastic.
Very excited.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Can't wait to have some
it's
more.
Really good.
Uh-huh.
And before we carry on, we have one more thank you to give out. And I think everyone is in on this one. Steven, thank you for being such a great player. And thank you even more. Immensely thank you so much for letting your hair down so it stared at that greasy, stupid ponytail all night. Thank you.
You know, I literally
almost
just
wore
before
a ponytail.
I literally
just
wore
to
my
fuck
hair
with
down
you.
Because I didn't want to get literally, ponytail
literally, we were up in the room before here, and Steven's like, you know, I'm going to have my hair down so David can't make fun of my ponytail.
I could do anything.
I should have known better.
Don't underestimate me. Again.
Thank you.
You guys want to get back to the combat?
Yes.
Yes, please.
You guys want to get back to the combat?
I'll play.
Yes,
all right.
Please.
All right. Give me some Sirenscape. Let's reset the scene. You were asked by Mesmer Eyes to come to the world of Arnakek to assist her younger sister, Tonya Ivanka, who is being targeted by this nefarious sort of Goliath chieftain named Snarl, who's trying to take down Tonya as a means of getting back at Mesmerize, her Yara, her older sister, who he believes stole his son away years ago and made him weak. Snarl's a staunch traditionalist of the windy tundra here, and he believes nobody should be allowed to leave. Nobody should feel the comfort of windlessness because it will make them soft. His son, dead to him, soft. Tonya? She's trying right now to escape this place, trying to win this race to experience windlessness, as they say, to reach the end point, this windless lake, a sacred spot in the world of Arnakek, a spot that your new ally, Rinmil, wishes to see for herself. But anyone who reaches this place without earning the right will get torn apart, apparently, by wind elementals, judges who wish to see this race go through, wish to see this victory earned. So here you stand upon your raft, launching quickly, rocketing across the tundrascape between two sort of glaciers in this large crevice. You're around into this race now, and things have already gone quite rough. Yeah. The Iron Toe Clan dwarves have slid up next to you, ramming into your sleigh, and then using their sledgehammers, they managed to get a finishing blow enough to break a good chunk, three squares of the, I don't know math, off your sleigh. It's looking pretty bad. Your horizontal movement each round has been dropped to only five, which can be pretty rough for you. But worse than that, there's less room to move on. Mm-hmm. What's going to break next? How long can all of you stay on the sleigh if it keeps taking damage? And those dwarves, you've managed to use a gust of wind to knock a few of them off. Two of them with a combination of Rinbell's whole person and Blanche's wind attack have been blasted far off the sleigh. They're rolling in the snow. They are gone. They are behind. They've ended combat, falling off the sleigh, and they are out of this fight. One of them is currently hanging on, holding on to the side. He's going to use half his action, he's prone, or half his movement to get back into place in his turn. Forgot that was a thing last time. One other quick correction before I go on. I said I cast Jump on two of my Goliaths. I double-checked. Jump cannot be upcast. Only one Goliath has Jump active. That's all I need. Because one little other reminder, I have two buttons now.
Yeah.
I can attack you twice with advantage. I can give you disadvantage. If someone's graciously giving me a button again. If you drop my guy, I get back up again. Yeah.
No.
It's nasty.
No.
It's nasty.
No, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Do not want.
Thank you. With that, we enter this second round. I have my checks pre-rolled, as mentioned before. So I need a roll with advantage. Tonya Ivanka is still holding the sails, keeping Rinbell steady as she's steering this thing. I need a survival check with advantage.
That is a 27, David.
27!
Yeah.
Nice. Uh-huh. That wins this round.
Oh,
it has happened.
Rachel.
It has happened.
Rachel.
Carly. Thank you. Oh.
David.
Wow.
Has three buttons.
Holy
shit. And you're
shit.
A cap, sir.
Whole family has it out for you.
You cannot have any more.
Chris, the last one out. I can't get more than this. When I burn one, I'm relying on you. All right.
That's
all
advantage right. Three times.
Gross. I already won. Why are we doing this?
Because I still have two fifth level spell slots.
Okay. You know what? You know what? Don't catch yourselves out quite yet. Rinbell, I'd like to know if you'd like to go first, last, or somewhere in between.
Gentlemen, what would you like to do?
I mean, I really feel like if we don't just rocket straight forward, they're going to
pull ahead.
But remember.
Yeah.
Our movement is reduced because
well,
of the
our lateral horizontal. Movement is. Our horizontal movement. I think our vertical movement.
Vertical is fine.
Vertical
the sails
good.
Hurt
right.
Your vertical.
Yeah.
Essentially, I hurt your chest.
First or last?
I think we I would say first,
yeah.
Right? Because
right.
I think
yeah.
If Sweet. We wait, I think if they ram us, we're already
yeah.
A third down, right?
Fair enough.
Okay.
Rinbell,
say,
we're badly damaged.
You
can
only
you take
ram
us ahead?
Somebody if you go after them. So if you go last, you yeah. Cannot get rammed. I will say that. Because you're basically, you're watching them, you're evading. Going last means that you get to like pick your moment after
gotcha.
One else goes. But if they maneuver ahead of you, then you have to like work around their sleigh. So that's the you know cost.
So yeah, the next level of movement down is how many feet?
30. So you're going 40, then
yeah,
it's 30,
so,
then 20. You
so
don't know what to get.
The Dragonborn at least will be in range to ram us. I mean, I don't know. I just, it's your call ultimately. You're piloting this ship.
Don't avoid the ram. Go last.
I mean, we've already taken a lot of damage. Then we need to go last.
Okay.
Right.
All
for
right.
Real. Like we're below 100.
Right. All right. That's fair.
We're going last, David.
Going last. I get to play my field first. Let's do it.
They're getting ahead of us, right in front. Yep.
The
we're gonna have to
Frostclaw
go long,
Dragonborn are going to move. 25
yeah.
Up and 15 over to slot themselves just in front of you, trying to hold you off. You don't have disadvantage on your next check unless they're fully ahead of you, but right now they're trying so hard to get in that spot, and you're going to need to move around them, stealing some vertical movement now, because you only have 5. You need 10 just to even slip around them, so a little gross there. What are the speechless up to?
Rochelle, don't forget what spell of mine is active.
Yes. All right.
Then you can go 15 up, 15 over, closing in on you. And last, the Iron Toe. These dwarves with the sledgehammers messed you up last time. They still got those sledgehammers out.
Right.
They're ready to rumble. And here they come, sliding up beside you. Hammers at the ready. Will they ram you again? Will they break your ship again? But wait, with one dwarf too far away from the actual rudder to act on it, and one dwarf hanging off the side, currently prone and unable to reach the rudder, that means I get this advantage. No, that means I don't act.
Right, you don't move, right?
Right.
It has to be those front six squares. You have to end your turn.
The front six squares if you want to keep moving. So that means these guys are falling behind.
Ooh. Actually, David, on that note.
That's all I got.
The one that pulled ahead of us,
the
pilot is incapacitated.
Oh, dude!
The pilot is incapacitated.
You forgot about Hideous Laughter.
Right,
well,
that's
we all
right.
forgot, to be fair, yeah. until you just reminded us. But
it's actually okay. What happens here, he's still incapacitated. He still has no movement action. The other two are in range. One of them can still help action.
Okay.
One of them can still sail.
Okay.
So they're using their action and pilot for the round. Okay. And one guy's down. Still bad for me, but I still can get just barely ahead of you. I can still try to get their movement there. And now it's you. Dwarves aren't going anywhere. They can't.
I mean, if you can line me up.
Straight.
Oh, that too. Yeah, exactly. And then I can just move. Yeah.
So, David, we're going to use our movement to just ram those idiots in front of us.
So you won't move forward if you... Are you going to go around and ram them?
No, we're just going to ram them.
Just gonna ram in the back.
Yeah.
Ram in the back.
Sure. Let's mess him up.
Okay. All right. You guys boldly move no forward at all. You just push straight forward as they're sliding in, thinking they're so cocky and cool. You smash into their vessel. A game of chicken that they just lost. I think that's how chicken works.
Well, no, but that's
all right. Okay. I need 2d12. And they are going to take double damage from this on their sleigh because it's vulnerable.
Nice.
That's 18 points of damage, David. On 2d12, so
nice.
Double 36.
Nice.
36, okay. Okay. Not enough to hit a threshold. They're, just like you were last time, 14 away right now from losing a good portion of their sleigh, from losing their ability to, like, move those crucial 10 horizontal, but that is still pretty darn nasty. And with that, you've made your move. Everyone's in position. We're going back into combat initiative.
The gritted teeth didn't move at all?
They did. They got closer.
Oh, okay.
They went up
I
and
didn't
over.
Even notice.
They're now a little bit ahead of you, and they're 15 feet closer to you.
Right.
They were still far away, unfortunately for them. But they're getting there. And maybe they're close enough now. That jump spell is going to come into effect. Maybe. Before they go, though, their leader, their chief, is going to make his move. Snarl looks to you. And he raises that giant stump-like staff. He slams it down the front of his sleigh. Let's learn another new mechanic here. Now, if difficult terrain is imposed...
Oh, how are you gonna do difficult terrain when there's an enemy right in front
of
us?
I mean,
you have a point.
You have a point.
Never mind. We're not doing difficult terrain.
We messed Snarl.
We're not gonna do that thing that was cool. I was gonna do.
Surprise!
Good move.
Snarl on that snarl.
Yeah, snarls at you. All right, that's fine. Instead, I'm going to cast. Enhance ability.
Ooh.
I want to cast it on that same guy I cast jump on.
Okay.
This guy's going to have beefed up strength checks. And that's all he does. He sees you, he snarls, you get in the way. He looks like he's going to do some cool stuff. The ground's beginning to rumble. And then you smash him in the dragonborn. And, like, right behind them, you see he's, like, aiming ahead. He didn't realize you were going for this bold move. He kind of drops the staff, instead reaches out, like roughly shoves the shoulder of this other Goliath forward. He stalls him, the Goliath sort of nods, like, beefing himself up, gets to a jumping position. He's gonna board. Before that can happen, Tanya's up. Same as last time, Tanya is standing at the front right by Rinbell, and she's gonna, working with the rigging, she's gonna give you the help action for your next sail check. It's her whole goal here. And Rinbell, that's you.
So David, remind me which are about to jump.
What do you
want? I need all four of those lovely creatures to make charisma saving throws.
Charisma!
What are you doing?
I hate it.
You should, because I'm also going to make you do math, and I'm really sorry.
No, my one weakness. Let's start with the
one
and
only
your one weakness. Yeah.
I'm going to start with the non-snarls here. 19. 20.
Shit.
What?
And the back gets a 12.
Well, I guess the dude... Wait, there's four of them.
There was four.
That's the three that are not snarl.
Oh,
three
in
the back.
Gets
the one in the far back.
Special save.
Well, the 12, the other two guy, 19 and 20, the one next to snarl.
Okay. So the 19 and 20 save.
Okay.
The other does not.
They just feel like, snarl, they like slaps them. But then he starts feeling it too, whatever this weird thing is. Will you get my boss monster?
Please.
We'll find out.
Big guy with this. I hope not. He's going to do some nasty stuff. I got three buttons for him.
Does anybody have two buttons? Yeah.
Oh, shit. No, I don't.
This is gonna be close. That's gonna be a 17.
No.
No!
He does not save.
No, Snarl! He's so cool though. What are you doing?
He's so cool.
Snarl and the dipshit who didn't save.
No!
Now have Bane cast upon them at any.
Oh.
Saving throw or ability check takes a negative d4.
Ability check.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
You
and
were trying to get
wait, hang on a second.
Saves. You're
you
setting up.
Saving or attack throw. Nah, that's shit. Okay, that's not what I thought it was. But anyway.
Okay, that's fine. So D4.
Minus.
Yeah, perfect. I love it.
For saving throw.
That is a good move. In fact, when the time comes for your roll, I'll let you roll a D4.
P.S.
Yeah.
Rimbell drops concentration on that dipshit who's now somewhere in the snow.
Are you sure?
To hold concentration on this spell.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
I mean, just for those rules lawyers out there who are going to bust me on that shit, because I tell them I have two spells of concentration.
Yeah, Gabby.
Gabby, the rules lawyer. We see you in the Discord every week correcting all our mistakes.
Jules LaRoche. Some nastiness happened. You'd see the snarl and the guy in the back kind of look a little diminished, a little weak. Some, what does this look like? Is there like this dark sort of magic surrounding? Is this shadow magic that you're so fond of?
Oh, everything Rinbell does looks like smoke and raven feathers.
Well, then, yeah, phantom feathers, dark smoke surrounds them. Snarl sort of trying to rub it out of his eyes. They look weakened, perhaps ripe for the Jules LaRoche picking.
We'll see, yeah. Yeah.
I'm hot tonight, I don't know.
All right, we didn't think this through. I can't see the map, David.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so who's piloting the one in front of us? Who's now?
No, the one
in front of us. Okay.
So was that the original guy that you...
That's not the original guy. The other guy's still prone, but he's
concentration
on him. He's incapacitated. Yeah, as long as I have concentration on him.
You can jump back in front of the mic, David.
You're right.
The first guy is actually laughing. David. I was going to say,
did you
at the end of his... Oh, no, it's not the end of his turn.
I mean, because that's concentration, right?
Yeah, it's concentration, but...
I don't know if it's worth it to hold or not.
You should have been making another wisdom save.
Oh, correct. I'll make it now.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I fail.
You fail? Perfect.
Five in the back. We're good.
Great.
I mean, holding that's not horrible, but...
It's not, but...
Unless you have something else.
All right, so I am going to... On the current pilot of that, it's going to be an interesting mechanic. I'm going to cast Dissonant Whispers. Third level.
Oh, yeah, of course. Uh-huh. The old Jules classic.
Uh-huh.
So now the first pilot
so,
is no longer incapacitated, but is still prone, right?
No. Dissonant Whispers is not concentration.
But
I failed
Tasha's is, isn't
he,
it?
And he failed it.
I failed it.
He failed the save.
Okay,
all right,
so he's
here we
down
go.
For another turn still. Okay,
here we
gotcha.
Go. Wisdom save.
Wisdom.
Three on the die.
Fucking
you,
fail.
What's happening?
Wow.
Yeah. Make a wisdom save. On a failed save, you take 3d6 psychic damage. And here's the interesting part, because I don't know how this is going to work being on a ship. You have to move immediately as far away as your speed allows. It just occurred to me, I don't know which direction that's going to go.
Yeah, I mean, that could even just be as far away on the ship. I mean,
I think he's
going to
jump ship.
Whoa!
Yes. I think it's fair. I think it makes sense.
Okay.
First of all, that damage, because he still has a chance to stay on this thing.
That is 13.
And I'll tell you, even with that, he looks pretty rough, especially with how roughed up he looks. You scream, this mist sort of covers him as it leaves you. He's screaming. He goes running away from you, leaping off into the snow. And as he kind of like...
jump off.
He's,
I just can't believe it. It's awesome.
He's scared. No, this is the game right now. You're playing bowling, knocking these pins down. He jumps off. I'm going to roll a dex save to see if he can catch on and hold on to the side. He'll be prone on the side. He has to use half his movement just to get back up. No. Just short, actually. Just barely short. He goes to reach out, and his claw sort of lingers in the air. Oh, it's a button for Jack!
We're not
going to
go out the sleigh. Woo. That is button worthy. Thank you.
Buttons
man.
Are
absolutely
everywhere tonight. This is awesome. This is awesome. And that guy is gone. Unless someone saves him. You guys can...
Yep. Yeah, I don't think you can move.
Yeah,
that's.
You know what? At the end of the round, there's a chance. There's a chance he can grab onto your
maybe
vessel.
Maybe
actually,
an iron
right
toe.
Behind. So that's one thing. He's currently slide towards you, but time is weird. So we're moving on.
Time is weird, David.
Time is weird.
You're not wrong.
The dwarves. One dwarf's gonna climb back on the ship.
Okay.
Get put a hand on the rudder. But right now they're in a place where. They don't want to try to jump over this thing because it's scary to do that. There's only two of them. They're out of the race. They need to get up on you again. So they're just going to help action on the sail, get in place to move action next round to steer this thing, and that's all they can do. Dwarves are done. Two of these dwarves are gone. Dragonborn. We're going to make some attacks, and they're going to make them on Tanya.
Oh, no.
They move down right towards Tanya.
Oh, weakness.
Young elven girl. But you see, I should mention this before, Tanya has been trained by her sister to some degree. You remember Mesmerize, a powerful illusionist with the ability to cast this sort of displacement on herself, making it very difficult to get a hit on her. Tanya has basically this sort of displacement effect over her body. You see like a second version of her kind of off to the side, shifting constantly. It's hard to quite see her. Once this fight started, she's under that. It's a bonus action. I didn't cast it before, but it's here. I want to say that before all this, she put mage armor on because it only makes sense. You know, it's mage armor.
We had time to buff.
You had time to buff. So she has mage armor. She has displacement.
She also has aid.
So right now, 15 AC right now. Disadvantage my attacks, but not a lot of HP. You gave her 10 more. That's really good. Will it be enough to stop me from attacking her?
I'm sorry, David. I have to say, we've got a lot of buttons on the table. I know that I'm screwing myself by reminding you. We gotta burn up some buttons.
I appreciate that. But I'm saving these buttons.
I don't like that.
These are Snarl's buttons.
They're Snarl's
Dragon buttons. Dragon McGorn McGee. This random nobody gets my buttons?
I'm
the boss gets my buttons. We'll see what he's up to soon. To miss. First spear attack comes in. I have multi-attack though. It's a miss. He goes, steps twice, almost gets it in there, and she sort of hits the illusion. Doesn't break, it's still there, and the first one doesn't quite get purchased. Come on, second guy. Don't worry, it's natural one. One more attack, one more chance to break that damn displacement. It's the natural one.
Are you serious?
Dude, oh, it's so sad.
Hey,
she has my buttons. She has my buttons. Yeah. So Tanya's there standing. These illusions dance around her and they go stabbing blades piercing out. But none cut flesh, none touch blood. She stands tall. Sort of dancing side to side. Help! Get them off of me! And that is my dragonborns. The two are going to stay where they are, do their usual thing. One more turn here. Most of my Goliath are happy to stay put, but one of them has jump and an increased strength check ability. Make sure real quick, that is advantage, perfect, okay. Now, when you jump into the wind, jump from vessel to vessel in this, you have to be able to, of course, physically make the jump. But another part of this is you need to be able to make a athletics check equal to the distance you are jumping, because you're fighting into the wind. It's not an easy thing to do. So this guy needs to hit. I don't like it, it's a lot. 25, but I committed.
I committed,
he's here. I have advantage. I'm a Goliath. I'm strong as hell. I can do this. I have three buttons. I want this Goliath on your ship. I'm going to use a button to add to my advantage. And this is a rule we do here at Fantasy Pants. I call it bonuses and minuses. When you double the advantage, you get the advantage and a plus two. You can stack up your plus two as your bonuses. That way, you know, you don't just have that crappy cancel out advantage situation that you get in a lot of games. You know, if you have two, you know, pieces of advantage, I want to make this fun. So I'm taking a plus two on this. I'm taking advantage on my roll. He leans over the side.
Don't shoot all that fucking dice yet.
Now wait just a damn minute.
There you go.
What are you doing?
Two buttons.
Two? You're using two on me? So I still have advantage, but no plus two.
No plus two.
Okay. That's very mean of you. And I hate it. A very cool Goliath is about to make a move, about to jump. Let's see what happens. Unbelievable.
Oh God, what?
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 18 on the die, and a plus six to athletics.
Holy shit.
Okay.
But I don't have a minus two, and I don't hit a DC 25 check.
Whoa. Oh, it was 25 feet. One. It was 25 feet.
By one! So he goes, okay, he's gonna land right by our ship before he goes skittering on the background. I get the deck saved still, so if I can catch on. It's full movement, he doesn't get an action here.
Fair.
Let's see what I can do. Come on, Goliath. Come on, Goliath. Two on the die. So this guy, Jules, you give me those buttons. This guy's bracing up. He launches in the air. He's sailing towards your ship. What do you do to give me that disadvantage?
Ugh.
Do something cool.
He just says, now.
He just screams no.
Now. And just rushes up.
Get that loud singer voice.
Now.
That's enough to start.
Pushes all of his body weight into him.
And this guy is currently falling. Now the dwarf sleigh is still behind him. These two guys have a chance. One chance. Try to catch onto that sleigh before they go blasting off out of the map, gone from the fight. Another deck save. Before I make that save, we gotta finish the round with Blanche Trudeau. Blanche, what are you up to?
So let's talk about movement and distances here.
Yeah.
My Gust of Wind spell is still active. If Blanche moves to the square directly behind Jules. No. Up two. So now she's right behind Jules. By my eye, yes, exactly. But also, yeah. So 60 feet straight forward, 10 feet wide. I believe she can, with her Gust of Wind, hit the Goliath who's hanging off the ship and the two from their original ship, including Snarl. And she's walking with the wind blowing her, and she has her hands out with her palms up with her own gust that she's carrying with her. She's stepping slowly, carefully into the wind. So, Jules! How do you know this Rinbell character? And she holds her gust up.
That was not the time, Blanche. Pay attention.
It really is not the time.
You'll have to tell me after.
Yes, after. Stick to the task at hand.
We must avoid spoilers.
Okay.
But it is the time to remind you that two of those have been baned. And get a D4 minus
Snarl has
to
been
their
baned.
Saving throws.
Yeah, Snarl has been baned, and I think it was the guy at the bottom of the ship who's not in the gust, I think.
Oh, fair.
Here's but Snarl's who really matters, I think.
Here's what I'm going to do. The one guy who's currently free-falling, he didn't actually grab the ship. He failed that. If he fails this, he's going to be blown enough far enough away, he won't get to the dwarven ship. He's out. He's gone. I'll do him first.
DC 15. Strength
14. Yep.
Oh boy.
Okay. So you watch, you blow this guy. He's suddenly reaching out, trying to grab. You hit him with the wind. He goes blown back. Missing the dwarven ship as he's launched away. But that gust is still going, shooting far beyond him. The Goliath that is getting hit by this behind Snarl does not have Bane on him. I'm going to do him next. It's natural one.
Oh my God.
What happened? I need these buttons.
Why aren't you using buttons? You've got like 1,000.
And he's what, 15 feet?
15 feet.
He doesn't get a chance to grab on.
Oh,
he's
not even natural one.
He's so
sure,
far off the edge. Natural one. That's he's so far great. Off the edge. You hit him, and he goes boom, rocketing backwards, not expecting this sudden turn of the wind. Snarl turns to him, growling as the wind strikes him, too. He does have Bane, but I'm cashing
he's
in
a button
on this.
He's got a button, yeah.
I'm not going down.
Look at what you've done.
Yeah. All right, Snarl. Advantage, and you rolled that 4 for me. That is going to be 23.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's safe.
Okay. And that -4 can't stop him. He's bolstered himself. He's strengthened. He feels that sort of dark shadow magic weakening him, but he's not going down so easy. Snarl stands firm. That's your turn?
That's the end of my turn.
And that's the end of round 2. One more save to make. Can that dragonborn that's currently sort of sliding down make it onto the dwarven ship? It's going to be a deck save. Super close. I don't know if it's a miss by one. 14, I need a 15. He slides down, right where that big gap in your ship is, and that sort of spot, that little channel between your two vessels the dwarves made. He hits the dwarven ship and he goes tumbling almost through there, disappearing into the whiteness behind as you blast forward. Another foe is off the map. Good stuff. Let's make our sail checks.
I just had a weird thought. I don't know if it's... I mean, their ship is already in front of us. They're down one rider, and another is incapacitated.
Incapacitated still.
We could mutiny their ship.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I hate
it. Let's see how our sail check goes, right?
David, that's a 24.
24. Okay, we're at round 3. You got 24. That actually puts you second. So I'm going to choose to move first.
Oh, it's the Dragonborn ship that's moving first. We got to stop them. They're
right behind it.
Oh, can we catch up to him? No, he kept going. I don't.
Oh, they go 40. Sure, they move 5 over to be directly in front of you, but they start rocketing ahead. They're trying to kind of keep right in front of you if they can, but they chose to go first. So they're trying to block you, maybe force you to make some moves around them. Would you like to go now, or would you like to go last? Rinbell.
Rinbell, can we catch them?
Yeah. Now?
I mean, their ship is in better shape than ours.
Let's take it.
Let's take their ship.
Okay. So yeah. What are you doing? Moving
full
just 40 forward?
Straight ahead.
Launching ahead, you manage to pull up right behind. They kind of turn back, almost alarmed as you have caught onto the heels so fast. Now I'll make my other movements real quick. Dwarves aren't doing so hot. They only get to go about 10 feet forward, 10 feet sliding over. They had a rough time of it. They're falling steadily behind, waving their sledgehammers at you. But now it's going to be hard for them to catch up, to make any use of their weapons. What about the speechless?
Yeah, here's where it gets interesting.
I hate that.
Yep. They're right on us.
20 forward, burning up 10 of their vertical speed down to their horizontal to go 20 to the side. They pull up right beside you at last, Snarl in range to do some damage. Will the wind save you now, Blanche Trudeau? Let's find out. You had no movement left. You could not ram the ship before you, but you sit on its heels. Once again, sort of sandwiched. The dwarves are behind, but the Goliaths are in now. We start the round with Snarl. What should I do with Snarl? Yeah, all right. Let's do this.
No. Oh, you son of a
bitch. He's on the ship.
You son of a bitch.
He's getting on your ship. I'm going to do a fun thing here. I'm going to do a fun thing that I really, really like. Let's do some more rules. I can try to take control of your ship.
Huh.
You know what, actually? No, I'm not going to do that. I don't need to do that. I'm going to just kill Rainbell. That's all I'm going to do. That's more fun. We're here for it. Yeah, okay. Snarl jumps over to your ship, leaving his ship basically unstaffed. He's moving in on you, and he's going to use a bonus action. You see he kind of raises his weapon, and a frosty sheen covers it over. This icy glaze, spikes of ice jutting out, turning that staff into this sort of spiked mace. He's going to make two attacks on you with this weapon. It's going to be a 21 to hit.
That will hit.
Whew. And a 21 to hit.
Those will both hit.
Yep. All right, then.
Yikes.
Okay. Let's do some damage here. Twenty-nine damage. A combination of bludgeoning and cold, if that matters.
Not generally, no.
Okay, he takes one in two hands and he just hits you. Two rough blows coming down hard on you. Still have that button in my pocket, but I don't need to use it yet. Snarl has invaded. He's got you locked down. Tanya sort of screams out, what do I do? What is the plan? Does she stay here? Or does she move forward? It's up to you guys.
Let's change plans. Let's take the gridded teeth ship.
I was thinking the same thing.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Okay.
Only one aboard.
Tanya, jump to the left ship.
Very well, radical. We have a choice here. I can make a DC 5 athletics check to jump, or I can take an AOO, an attack opportunity from Snarl. What do you think?
Yeah, I think the athletics check makes more sense.
Okay, here she goes. You better hope she has a point in athletics.
Oh no.
Because that's a 4 on the die. Tony Ivanka goes to move. And I think maybe like Snarl, she goes, she's moving by, she's going to run. He roars at her, sort of scares her. She scares to the side just a little bit, enough to twist her feet, and she falls.
Fuck.
She falls into the channel between ships. She's currently falling. Unless one of you can save her, she will be removed from this race. Your one goal to see her to the end is in jeopardy. All because I broke your stupid ship.
No, it's fine. I think I got it. Yeah.
The question is, does Rindell Strongheart got it? Because you're up.
I got part of it, maybe.
Okay. All right.
So as a bonus action,
yeah.
Rinvel casts Misty Step. And she puts herself back into the pilot position on the other ship.
Pretty good stuff.
Rinvel, too far. Move up a bit.
Okay, yeah. Bad.
And Rinvel moves up a bit.
And then... I need Scar to make, she drops concentration on that Bane thing.
Okay.
And I need Scar to make a charisma saving.
Okay.
Strength, certainly high. Charisma?
Maybe not.
It's a good thing I have a button. And he dropped your concentration.
Who did this?
This was Carly, by the way. Here we go. Ooh, that would have failed. Good thing I have a button. Let's see the second one. 15?
Oh, no, sir.
No, Snarl.
No, sir.
No, my button.
And your big bad guy is now banished.
What?
To another plane of existence.
No! So he just stands, he turns banished. Towards you. He's just... about to, like, move in, about to jump. You see him, like, making that movement towards you. And then... zip, boop. He's just... removed. A tendril of shadow wafting away from the spot. Much like when you arrived in this world, he is gone. There will be some weird rules for Banish I've been thinking about for this. And I think Banish is going to work relative to the caster's location rather than being the space world. So it's not like he's going to pop in that exact spot on his ship. He'll pop up, I guess, relative to you.
Oh, interesting.
15 feet away, basically, and that sort of just ahead of you and off to the right. That at those.
Huh.
But He won't do so if you're holding concentration for, what, 1 minute?
1 minute.
Ooh, the race might be over in a minute.
Wow.
So just deleted snarl.
Unless I can break your concentration.
Unless, I'm gonna try. Sure.
Everyone here, if there's a button out there.
No.
I need it.
No.
Save my bad guy. Please. Jules, you're up. You see Snarl just gone.
Jules is gonna help her up.
Don't worry, Jules. I've got it.
Are you sure?
Huh?
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Jules has got Rachel.
Thank you. Carly, you're looking out for me.
How do people get multiple buttons?
Chris, I knew I could rely on you. Thank you. Thank you.
God.
Snarl's coming back.
We're still going to win.
Jules is going to use a bonus action to cast Bardic Inspiration onto Blanche.
Okay, cool.
So you get an additional 1d8.
Okay.
Okay. Let me see the map, David. Where are we at? All right. Okay.
There's still a guy on the back of our quote-unquote new ship.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Are we still want to move forward with that?
Oh, thank you, Gabby. Oh. I haven't earned it yet, but I'm about to. I think. Okay.
All right, so Jules is going to go ahead and he's going to go for Dissonant Whispers on the guy at the back of the ship to the left. Oh, yeah.
I need to pass this. So I can beat up Rinbell.
You don't.
And bring back Snarl.
You don't have to.
Chris, your button's just going now.
You don't have to. And this is going to be my third level.
Whoa.
Okay.
This is my third level.
I cannot fail this.
You should.
Or I'm in trouble. That would have failed, but I've got a button. Come on, Goliath. I need you to bring back your buddy. This is going to be tight.
What's the save?
What'd you roll?
14?
Fuck.
Yes!
It's a 14.
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes.
All right. We burned another button.
You hit it. He's too mad. He's mad because you made his buddy go away. His leader. Shit. Grits his teeth like the emblem does. Symbolism. I don't know. He's cool.
Nice try. It was good.
Yeah.
A for effort.
Yeah. It was good. Good move. You burned my button. Now I'm going to burn your Rinbell, but not yet. Because Dragonborn's going to go first. They're content to drop off their ship. One of them will still pilot it. They're losing that help action, but two of them are jumping onto your broken vessel you're trying to abandon. And they're crowding around you, Jules.
You didn't move.
Making some attacks.
I didn't move.
You should have.
I should have moved.
Do you need to move?
I should have moved.
Yeah, you need to move.
I should have moved.
Do you need a button to let you move?
Oh, that is nasty.
Anyone got a button?
I do. Fuck here.
Anybody got a button?
I got it. Here.
Meglin's got a button.
Meglin's
got a
button.
You can make your move before I make mine. I'll allow it. Where do you want to go?
I'm moving. Let me see.
Jules, quick. Move to the other ship.
I'm moving to the other ship.
But, like, not right next to Tanya. No. Not there.
That works.
Yeah, that works. Thank you.
Blanche, is this okay?
Yes.
Is this good for you?
Thank you.
Okay, good. I'll stay here. You tell me when I can move.
I've got a plan. It's
okay.
It's a serious fight. I'm a serious Dragonborn. And they jump over, but you're already gone.
Shut up.
You spent a button. Poor sad Dragonborns. Now who are they going to kill? I know who. Blanche Trudeau.
Bring it.
We'll still do one on Jules. Stand on the edge of the sleigh and sort of come at you with the spears. Let's do this thing. Two on Jules first. Let us go. It's going to be a 17.
Yeah.
And a 15.
Yeah.
Oh, doggy. Okay. Only 9 damage. My first two attacks.
Okay.
Wait, no, it's only got 2 on Blanche now. It's going to be a 15.
No way.
And not even a 15. This guy goes to you and ping, ping. You just got your sword out, ting, ting, parrying it, that singing blade, driving him mad as he tries to get in on you and he can't make purchase. That's my Dragonborns. And lastly, I have one Goliath. I can can still make a move to save his boss. I can still move up on Rin, and I can attack. I step up right behind Rin. His axe is raised. I'm going after you. I've got two attacks. You haven't seen these guys yet, but they're nasty. Here we go. It's going to be a 24 to hit.
Oh, yeah. That will hit.
Second attack will probably miss, I'm assuming, with a 10.
Oh, yes.
One chance. Let me roll my damage. And you're going to roll a very, very important constitution saving throw to maintain concentration on Banish. Firstly, it's going to be not the best damage, only 8 points of damage on you. As this guy comes down with one axe, tries to go for the second one. You manage to weave out of the way, but will that break your concentration? I need a DC 10.
That is a 10 exactly.
Get out!
You waver for a second. I think we see a projected image of Snarl. It begins to sort of fade in like a mirage. Gone again. You hold that spell. Grit your teeth. Snarl's still gone. That's my move. That's going to be Blanche.
So you can opt to automatically fail a saving throw, right?
You can do that. I'm interested. I'm interested.
Tanya, watch this. Blanche is going to continue to cast Gust of Wind and blow Tanya. And now the Dragonborn is also in her line.
Nice.
So I need a DC 15 strength save for the Dragonborn.
The natural one again!
Get
what
out!
Is happening? Okay,
both
yeah,
Tanya
yeah.
and the Dragonborn are pushed 15 feet away from Blanche. Tanya safely on the last square
nice.
Of our new ship.
Nice.
And also, she'll just stop when she hits the enemy. She gets pushed back, bounces up the glide, and she's just barely on it now. She was like falling, just launched back onto it, sort of rolling prone currently beneath this Goliath who looks down, growling towards her. And the Dragonborn, which had a one.
No, that was the Goliath. No, because it's a straight line.
The Goliath. Okay. Damn. So never mind. He gets blown off. She's at the edge. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, so Tanya doesn't get blown into anybody because he's not there anymore.
Yeah, so he thought he was being cool and he was actually rolling in the snow. Will I save? No. The last Goliath goes tumbling off the edge of the ship, falling backwards into the snow. This sucks. This sucks. Okay.
And then Blanche is going to move on to the new ship.
Okay. And you should be able to go without jumping. You are good. You jump onto the ship. You're all on this new ship now. Mesmerized vessel, abandoned. It's going to start to fall behind. Broken, battered. But it got you here. It got you here. And that's Blanche's turn?
That's the end of Blanche's turn.
We are going into the last round now. Tanya looks up ahead. It's about to end, and you can see the vision about to break off. Light is shining, and something still and vast lingers beyond this place. You're almost there, But will you be first when the Dragonborn are ahead of you, almost fully 25 feet ahead of you right now? Your ship resting against their back, and there's still one piloting.
Yes,
maybe it's not Snarl, but one guy still remains to mess you up.
But that means he doesn't have advantage anymore.
Doesn't have advantage. This is very, very true. So, let's make those sail checks.
Goodness, you
David,
can't.
That is a nat 20 for a 29.
Holy, I'm in the rules for 30. That is crazy. I'm going to give you 50 feet.
Wow.
Holy I'm gonna give you 50.
Shit. Let's get out of Dodge.
Tell you right now.
Straight and one lateral?
Yeah. Well, actually, we have two on this ship. We can move to the lateral on this ship. We're not down to five anymore.
We need to get ahead and block them off.
Oh, or that's just a good point, too. Either.
Is there what? Yeah, like 25 feet ahead? So if we move 50, that's they only need to move
30, actually. Whether so tip is 30 feet ahead of your ship.
So they'll only have to move at least 20 to get to us and then ahead of us.
You've taken Snarl's vessel, and now you're rocketing up. Ready for this?
Head and lateral over? Yes.
Yeah.
So, pull forward, lateral, to the right.
To the right 10 in front of the Dragonborn ship.
Oh.
Oh, we can't quite get there.
Short, 5 feet.
Well, then should we at least go the other way then to try to get a little space?
Yeah, let's do it.
So 10 feet left, or 5 feet left. I don't care.
Ten.
It'll make a harder jump.
Got your 10 back, yeah. So you rocket forward. You just brace yourself. You're on this new ship, this powerful ship. You take Snarl's rudder over, and you just drive forward into the snow. You see the finish line ahead, and you are cutting towards it, weaving out of the way of various like bits of ice and spires, and you just slide up. The Dragonborn are still just behind you, though. They have not made their check yet. At least, I have not said what they've made. So it's time to reveal this.
Oh, I see what's going to happen now.
Yeah.
I see what's going to happen now.
Remember, I pre-rolled these checks, and I rolled a natural one. I rolled a natural one on the fourth round.
Nice.
I knew it was coming this whole time. And
What a great round for that to happen.
Yeah. They don't move at all, which means
holy shit,
you are currently pulling ahead of them in this round. You're already winning this race. What can I do about it? What can I do? I don't know. Let's go on initiative. Technically, there are two on your ship, actually. Let's roll a new save. Let's roll one, because they can roll the Mesmerize's ship. You may fall behind, but these guys can still make their check.
Oh, sure. Yeah, of course they can. Yeah, they're still piloting. They're piloting a ship. Yeah.
They can do help. No, wait, they don't have help action, so it's only the first roll, which is.
There's two of them. They don't have the help action?
Oh, they had to use it last round. They both attacked.
They moved. Gotcha.
Hey, wait. No, wait a minute. Sailing is a move action. They both moved last round.
It's a move action for this round. Good catch, though. Hey, I love it. Is that what we need?
It's awesome. Real.
With only 30 feet, can't quite close in on you. They're about 5 feet behind. These guys are on your tail, but you are ahead, and you are rocketing towards that light. And now we're going into the last round of initiative. You have the lead. You are winning this race. Will Snarl return to mess you up? What will happen? Let's start with Snarl. Do I make a save? Am I just gone forever? Is Snarl just out? Do I get saves? What happens with that
advantage? Hey, let me look.
I hope so.
No, I made that con save.
As long as you hold concentration.
Oh my
as long as I hold concentration, he is.
This is good. Every once in a while, the wind whips, and you can hear like me in the whip, where I was like, echoes of something screaming, trapped beyond this realm, like barely phantasmal, just like can't quite get through. Star Wars isn't going to turn. Tawny's going to use the help action to push you through to the very end. Rinbill, you're up.
All right. Okay, so I need the guy who's by himself on the claw sailing ship. Mm-hmm. Make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. Ooh, that might be fine. Might just make it with this badass death cleric from a different world.
So
18.
Yeah, that's gonna save. So he is not commanded to do anything. He's fine.
Okay.
So
hold, he's fierce. He wants to see this end.
Does that bring Snarl back?
No, it's not concentration.
Oh.
Snarl's still gone for now. For now.
Whoop, whoop. All right. Well, failing that, never mind. That'll be it.
Okay. That is Rinbell. Go to reach out with this last tendril of shadow as you're sort of holding this guy, shakes it off, and is pushing his strings, just leaning into it, trying to catch up as much as he can, trying to get close. Jules, you're up.
So the one left on
the Dragonborn ship?
Yeah.
What are you gonna do that poor little Dragonborn?
What are you doing? What is this?
What are you going to do?
What are you planning?
Yeah, I'm gonna hit him with Dissonant Whispers.
Okay, all right. I saved once. Can I save again?
Keep the train going.
Come on, Dragonborn. I need to bring back Snarl.
Wisdom.
It's a fail.
Oh yeah.
It's only a 10.
10. Nice. All
right. Okay.
3d6 psychic. 15 psychic damage. And I think he's got to jump, no?
He does.
Yes, he does.
Like, yeah, he goes plowing up into the snow, rolling into the ice. I could try to make a save, deck save, stay on. Another natural one, what is happening? He's gone. He just, you hit him with it, and once again, another one just turns, runs away. He sees that this is a lost cause. Snarl's gone, his ship taken. He turns, jumps off, rolls away.
And then as a bonus action, just for shits, Jules is going to cast Bardic Inspiration onto Rinbell.
Okay. Hey, that's sweet. A little bonding
so
moment.
So you get your D8.
Hell yeah. Okay. That's going to be me. And all I got, dwarves are gone. They're too far back to do anything now. They didn't roll for them last time, so it just doesn't even matter. The Dragonborn, however, making two athletics checks to get onto your ship. They're both going to make it.
Ooh.
Whoa, really?
Jeez.
One's going for Rinbell, and one just barely makes it to get to Blanche. Cannot reach Tanya, unfortunately. So Blanche, let's do yours first. This isn't possible. What is going on? They both miss. One with a natural one, and the other attack with a six. Okay.
Yeah, no way.
But you know what? Here's the one that matters. My one's out of the way. Here's my 20 on Rinbell to bring back Snarl. Come on, Dragonborn Scale. You can do this. Oh, maybe. 18.
That'll hit.
Okay, another one is going to be a miss. Last chance. Not a lot of damage at all. Very, very low roll. It's going to be 4 points of damage. The spear just kind of goes up, sort of rips into your cheek a little bit. Blood flies off into the wind. But now you get a chance. Concentration save.
And you've got your bardic. But you don't need it.
That would be a 17, David.
17 to save, and Snarl is still gone, which brings us to Blanche. These guys are on your ship. Looks like they're gonna, these two Dragonborn are gonna make it to the end of the race. Good for them.
So they're just on the ship, right?
Yeah.
So if we cross the finish line with them on the ship, like, they sort of win too?
You know what happens then.
Huh. Hmm. All right. Well, let's try this. I'm going to cast Blindness Deafness on those two Dragonborn.
Oh, on both of them?
You can do both?
I can at third level.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Dropping Gust, casting. So it's a DC 15 Constitution save.
Okay.
And I feel like these guys probably have decent con.
Yeah.
Let's find out. It looks like a natural one, but it is cracked. You can look at it if you want.
No. If it's cracked, you can reroll
it's cracked,
it.
Very
that's,
cracked.
That's the rule.
It's very cracked.
Don't we have integrity around here,
David. Do it to me, Dice. Captain Porter Payne, you're failing me. Fail on one. Fail on the other. 5 and 7.
Wow. Yep. Okay.
Dude, why?
They're both blinded.
That's amazing.
Beautiful. That is beautiful.
Okay. Both fully blind. And with that, we hit the end of the round. You're pushing out. The light's about to hit you. The lake's about to hit you. These guys are still on your ship. You don't know what rules happen then. But I'm going to give them a chance. I'm going to say, because they're blind and you're rocketing, you're moving, let's do something fun here. These guys can't see Rinbell. You're in control of this thing. If you want to make a survival check, you can try to make one last maneuver to throw them off, to weave in such a way that it makes them stumble. With them being blind, they can go, let's roll a contested check. Your survival versus mine.
Can I use my button to give Rin a +2? Because she's already got advantage on the sail check,
that's
right?
Pretty cool. You can use their button to give Rin a +2.
All right.
This is the end of the fight, potentially. Snarl's gone. What happens now, though? You're pushing. Give me that roll.
I definitely didn't need to help.
I didn't need that. Maybe. I hope not.
What'd you get?
This is 26.
Describe what it looks like when you throw these two idiots off your ship. Nice.
It's not really particularly fancy. It's just a little swerve.
Hell yeah. Doesn't take much when they're completely blind. You just sort of, you're about to reach the end. You're like hitting the very edge of the glaciers, moving into the light of what lies beyond. And just as you do, you like swerve this thing violently one way. One guy stumbles off the other way, fishtailing. Other guy stumbles off. Both go rolling backwards as you push with that last pilot check, blasting out onto the ice. Let's talk about what you see here. Once I find that part of my notes.
At least they're on Google Docs, right?
Are they on Google Docs? Or still notepad.
I am now. I'm cool now. As your sleigh skids out onto the ice, the wind vanishes. me turn that off. Get out of here, wind.
I was going to say, there's definitely wind there.
There it is. The wind vanishes with one final whisper. Even the sound of it, that roaring, rushing constant in this world, is suddenly somehow gone. And you are locked in a place of deep silence and unbelievable beauty. The sunlight shines on the frozen surface of a huge lake. Scattered around are tall, elaborate structures carved of glistening ice. The sun seems to fill these structures, illuminating ornate inscriptions that run through these temples like veins through a body. There are dozens of them, some expanding high into the sky with rounded, bulbous tops that seem to trap and enhance the light that filters through them. And as you move forwards, the sounds of your feet echoing across the lake, another sound greets your ears. A rumbling sound like thunder. And it emanates from below. You look into the ice beneath you, crystal clear, and you see something incredible. A massive serpentine form lingers beneath the lake's surface. Its long, coiling body trails down, down into the darkness of the abyss. But its head rests near the top. It looks almost Piscean, with rainbow-colored scales that reflect the light from above. Its open maw reveals massive dagger-like teeth. Great fin-like wings spread out from the form in multiple points along its long spine. This magnificent being is now a frozen corpse, it seems, yet it still emanates with power. Beneath the ice is a light show. The dark clouds of a storm spread throughout the deep, flashing with lightning and rumbling with faint thunder. The throat of this being open to you looks to be filled with similar burning clouds, storming clouds. Thunder doesn't burn. Rinbel, you have felt the presence of such beings before, divine beings of incredible power that seem to interfere with the powers of the gods outside these Concord Gem worlds. Once, perhaps, these things were the gods of these worlds. But the thing that lies beneath the ice you feel is most certainly dead now. You know this. Despite that lingering power, it is gone, its soul. And yet there's something there. Some spark of its soul. Some remnant remains. And that power it gives off, this tiny fragment of this thing, it's mind-blowing. Tanya moves up beside you, perhaps noting your amazement, Rin. So you now see the secret of our world. This is Peraka, Urnekik's god. She sleeps now, but I believe she will awaken one day. And all of Urnekik will know of her windlessness. And we will not be weak. And I think here we'll fade from this scene, except... No, we won't. Because as you're looking at this...
Get out.
Snarl appears beside you, roaring mad. He takes you all in, looking, looks at the ice. Your ship, which I imagine you now maybe left behind, stepped just off of, moves behind him, and he has appeared about 15 feet away, relative to you where he was before. And in this moment of stunned shock, he takes in what's around him. Perhaps he too has never seen this place. But then his eyes lock back on you. Onto Tanya. He grasps his weapon, begins to move in. So focused, he does not see that being of swirling wind move up behind him. You see, Snarl didn't earn this place. He didn't earn his windlessness, and I think we all know what happens to cheaters.
Oh. Ooh.
So as he raises weapon, ooh, you guys don't need to lift a finger, and Tanya stands brave and smiling up towards him. As he goes to bring this thing down and is stopped by this being of pure wind that grabs him, yanks him back. More of them appear, suddenly surrounding him. And I think what you witness next, maybe you turn away from. Because let's just say snowflakes aren't the only things flowing in those little mini storms, those humanoid winds, as they quickly become very red.
Gross.
So, cut by the wind indeed. And now we'll fade from this scene. And I will ask you how long your characters wish to tarry here in this place. I imagine for Rinbill, this may be a multi-day exploration, as there are many structures to view, to study, to map, perhaps. But for the rest of you, there are lives to return to at the Citadel. Sean Franken, for one, has been left somewhere behind. And you see, like, you hear, like, as a broom sort of flying up over the glaciers, kind of crashes down somewhere, vomits again. He's a roll here. Hiking back against the Everwind is going to take a long time. You will need to leave this place very soon if you wish to reach the elven village of Bevel before nightfall. You have touched this place. You have earned the right to leave. Tanya can leave. And even if she doesn't leave, the being that wanted to kill her is, well, torn to shreds. A bloodstain on ice. A red slushy.
Couldn't leave it alone.
No, I couldn't leave it alone. No, I couldn't do it. Too far? Anyway, what do you guys want to do?
Well, Jules, I believe we've fulfilled the obligation to this friend of yours. What will we do now?
Let's get back home. We got some things to take care of.
I must admit, I don't much care for this world and this constant wind. It's, even with the ring, quite uncomfortable.
And so I ask, are there any passing goodbyes between these two parties as Rin wishes to stay?
Yeah, Blanche extends a hand, a firm handshake. It was a pleasure to meet you, Rinbell. You're quite a capable fighter. I'm glad we had you on your side this day.
Thank you. The same. I'm sure we'll meet again in some way, one way or another.
That sounds ominous.
Occupational hazard. I'm a great cleric.
Hell yeah.
I think there's another very endearing hug between Rinbell 100%. And Jules. And as they embrace, I'll see you again sometime.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And so, you begin to move away. We see this party walking across the ice, crossing over the now dormant sleigh, the sail slackened, moving back towards a place where there is wind, moving to push against it. And as they go, Rinbell, standing in this place of absolute wonder, watches them leave. Perhaps upon your return, Rin, you will speak of this adventure to the Raven Queen's new recruit. I think he'd find it quite thrilling. But let's move away from you and back to the other party. After a few days of travel, armed with new sights and knowledge, our heroes leave Arnakek with young Tanya in tow. Upon reaching the aquamarine conquered jewel, the gateway between worlds, Tanya, too, waves you goodbye. She leaves to spend some time in Kadingrad, the capital city, to make some preparations before making her way to the Citadel, making her way to find her sister. And so as you break away from her, as you're about to move on to the jewel, about to phase to a different world, she looks you in the eye.
My sister is not dead. I know it.
That's Dance's accent.
My sister is not dead. I know it. She was too strong and much too tricky to die. I will find her someday, out there in these many, many worlds. But in the meantime, the conquered worlds had better be ready for her.
And she points proudly to the eye and signal on her coat.
Radical eyes.
Don't you fucking dare.
It's cool. No. It's cool.
Still, God. Still not cool. God.
Damn. I thank you for everything.
Blanche. We fade out here. Oh, no. What are you doing?
Before we fade out,
screen fades back.
Puts a hand on Tanya, Radical Eyes' shoulder.
Yeah, it's cool.
Good luck in your search for your sister, Murder Eyes.
What?
It's Murder Eyes, right?
And with that, we fade out here. Fade slow to black. But I do have one last tiny, tiny little detail to send the story off. A few days later, an envelope is found by Jules. A single symbol of a tiny eye adorns the front. And inside, you find a magical ring designed to look like a coiled spell scroll. Etched into the ring is the inscription for 2 spells. And you find that these spells can be swapped out with any of your own and used by anyone that attunes to it. Steven knows what's going on here. This is called a ring of spell storing. Ooh. And it currently holds the spells Major Image, and Phantasmal Force.
Wow. Ooh.
One final gift from a very, very grateful sister. And we'll call it there.